Unless you are from Europe, you probably don't know where Wien is located. That's what native Austrians call their capital, Vienna. It is this kind of confusion mapmakers, linguists, and geographers will try to resolve in the next 2 weeks in Berlin, Germany. The 8th UN Conference on the Standardization of Geographical Names is meeting to make recommendations for the common naming of cities, rivers, valleys, mountains, and other geographic features. Roger Payne joins us from the conference there in Berlin. He's executive secretary of the U.S. Board of Geographic Names at the Department of Interior. Hello.
Hi.
Why do we need an international meeting to determine names? I mean, sounds like we do, actually, but...
Well, yes, we do. As a matter of fact, solving names problems is much more important than people realize because proper names, geographic names, are in fact our primary means of communication, how we actually tell people about other places. We can't tell them about them until we get the names right. And in fact, standardized geographic names are absolutely critical for such things as national security, emergency response, local and regional planning, tourism, just to name a few.
What are some specific examples of names of places that are different and maybe you're hoping to get some resolution?
Well, there are different names applied to the same feature. There are names that are, in fact, applied to the incorrect feature. And there are different spellings of names, not to mention the issue of exonyms, which is a name that another country uses for a place in another country. Your example of Wien versus Vienna is a good example of that, Vienna being an exonym, which is a name that other people use, but the German or Austrian form is Wien.
And other places, for instance, Cape Town, South Africa, there's about six ways of saying that.
Correct.
And they would be Kapstad, Ikapa, Lukap.
You've got it right there. There can be many different ways of saying, even New York, for example. Another country speaking another language, for example, Spanish, may refer to it as Nueva York.
Can you give us an example in the U.S. of, say, a mountain or or something we'd recognize, a feature that has two different names that it's really known by?
Well, yes, I can give you one of the most famous examples, and that is Mount McKinley. The state of Alaska and the local folks call it Denali, simply, which is the Athabascan name for the feature. But officially, the name of that feature is still known as Mount McKinley.
Well, one might think with the internet and whatnot that there'd be more pressure to make them westernized. But at the same time, I would think there would be more resistance by nations not wanting to give up this cultural aspect.
Yes. With the rapid exchange of information, there are movements by some individuals and groups to make names, to change them to more understandable terms, and at the same time, to preserve culture and heritage, is the movement to make sure the names are in the native form.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Okay.
Roger Payne is the Executive Secretary of the U.S. Board of Geographic Names at the Department of the Interior.